This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
My word is a lamp. Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb. It's good to be back here another Saturday evening to continue in the Word of God, to continue with the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are in the Epistle of James, and we continue in James chapter 5. Last week, we stopped at verse 10 of James chapter 5, and we'll continue from there this week. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for your many blessings in our lives. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for your faithfulness, for your love, for your compassion, which fails not. Thank you, Almighty God, that you are God. You reign supreme. You rule and reign over everything. You are in control. We thank you that you are our Father. You are our King. You are our hope. You are our rest. You are our hiding place, our refuge and strength, our very present help in trouble. We thank you that you, O God, are the one whose arms are always extended to us. So we just thank you for who you are. Thank you, O God Almighty, for your words to your people this evening. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, O God, who is here to guide us into all truth. Thank you that through the name of Jesus Christ, we can come boldly to you. And thank you, O God, for the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ that was shed for us, that through his blood we can now draw nigh to you. Thank you that we are reconciled to you by his blood. And thank you for the hope that we have through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we bless you this evening. We praise you and we honor you. Thank you for your people, O God, who are listening this evening. And I pray as your word come forth, O God, it will bring transformation in the hearts of your people. Lord, we thank you, O God, even for those that are not yet saved, O God, that the word will come to them, and the word, O God Almighty Lord, will bring faith to their hearts. Father God, I pray, O Holy Spirit, that you will draw weary souls to you, for no one can come to Jesus unless you draw them. So we pray for a mighty draft, O God, among those that are not yet saved. We pray, O God Almighty, that weary souls will cry out, "Here I am, Jesus, save me." Father God, we look to you this evening and we thank you that you are God and that you are mighty to save, mighty to heal, mighty to deliver. You are the strong deliverer. In you we trust. So we just thank you right now, mighty God, that you are at work. Even when we can't see it, you're working. When we don't know it, you're working. You are the Almighty God, oh God, and there's nothing too hard for you. Thank you again for your word this evening, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. Thank you that because of your word in our heart, O God, we will not stumble on this journey. So we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor. For you are worthy of praise, worthy of glory, worthy of honor. You are God and God alone. So we thank you and look to you by faith in no other name but the name of Jesus. And we say amen, amen, amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the name of Jesus. We continue in James chapter 5. James chapter 5, verse 10. The word of God says, "Take my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering affliction and of patience." So James was just saying to the brethren at that time, look at the prophets. Take them as an example. James himself called the prophets his brethren, who spoke in the name of the Lord. They were Take them for an example of suffering. So they suffered persecution. They suffered hardship for speaking God's truth, for speaking God's words. And it is a showing us, people of God, when we stand up and stand up for holiness, when we stand for the truth of God's words, we are going to be persecuted. We are going to suffer hardship. Many are going to turn from us. But James, as he spoke to the brethren here, he said, "Look on the prophets of old, who have spoken in the name of the Lord. Take them for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience, and of endurance." So take them for an example. that they suffered persecution, but they endured to the end. And James was just encouraging the brethren to endure, endure, endure to the end. Afflictions will come. Rough times will come. Suffering will come. But endure, endure to the end. So we have to come to that place where we make up our minds to suffer for the cause and for the sake of Christ. Verse 11 of James chapter 5 said, "Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercies." So James was saying that those that endured, we see them as being favored by the Lord. He used Job as an example of one who went through much suffering and has endured and saw the end result of the compassion and tender mercies of God. And if we know the story of Job, how he lost everything, his health, he lost his children, all of his wealth was lost. But he endured and he continued to build his faith in God. He continued to believe God. And at the end, everything was restored and a double fold of what he had before. So it is just showing us that we have to endure hardship, endure suffering, and know that our God will come through for us. He's a God who is very pitiful and of tender mercies to his children. As a father pitieth his children, the word of God says, so the Lord will pity those that fear him. So we want to walk in humble reverence of God. We want to know that all things work together for good to them who love Christ, to them who are called according to his purpose. So if we truly love the Lord and we're going through affliction, let us know that it's working out for our good. Many times we can't see the good of it at the time when we're going through, but let us know that our God is in control. He has everything under his control. Nothing takes him by surprise. So let us know that he is working it out for our good. Verse 12 of James chapter 5. "But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay be nay, lest ye fall into condemnation." So James was saying that above all that was happening, they should not swear or to prove anything. Sometimes, you know, people want to swear to prove a point. But James said, don't swear to prove anything, but to speak their truth with a yes or a no, lest they fall into God's judgment. So we have to be careful, people of God. We're not trying to prove anything to anyone. When we say yes, we should mean yes. And when we say no, we should mean no. So we have to come to that place of just speaking our truth and let it rest there. God will do the rest. So let us come to that place of knowing that we are not supposed to swear. Jesus himself spoke against swearing in Matthew 5:33-37. Matthew 5:33-37, we're going to read and see what Jesus said about swearing. "Again, ye have heard that it has been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oath. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou cannot make one hair white or black." Verse 37, "But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil." So Jesus himself spoke on swearing. Let your conversation be yes, yes, or no, no. But we shouldn't swear to prove a point. That's what he was really saying. God's people should just stand up on the truth, that what they are saying is true. And the truth will always set us free. The truth will prove that we were really people who are saying the right thing and doing the right thing. So the truth will always prevail. So all we have to do is stand on the truth, speak the truth. If it's a yes, say it's yes. If it's a no, say it's no. And we do not have to swear to prove our point. So James was just reminding the brethren to live that life of holy reverence to God, knowing who God is. He's greater than all. He's the one who sits high and look low. His eyes go to and fro the earth. He behold good and evil. That's the God we serve. So we have to come to that place of knowing the God we serve, and let us walk with confidence, and let us speak our truth clearly, and speak our truth in love. Verse 13 of James chapter 5. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any among you merry? Let him sing psalms. So James was saying, if you're going through affliction, if you're going through suffering, if you're going through pressure, whatever this affliction is, if you're going through hardship, you must pray. People of God, the Lord is calling us to pray. He's calling us to pray. Jesus himself said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Men ought always to pray and not to give up. People of God, the Lord is calling us to pray. We are going to go through hardship. Rough times are coming upon us. If it hasn't come upon you yet, it's coming. But the Lord is saying through his servant James, is any among you afflicted, as he was speaking to the saints then? So this word applies to us now. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? If you are merry in your heart, continue to sing songs, sing psalms. The word of God said, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord. So if you're merry, continue to sing psalms. Continue to sing songs of praise to God. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So we should be people who are joyful, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. So James says, any merry among you, let him sing psalms. So if you're going through the affliction, if you're going through suffering, and you seems like you're feeling cast down, he's saying to us, pray. Pray, call upon the name of the Lord. Call upon the Lord. He will hear and answer us. Call upon the Lord. He will answer us and he will show us what to do. So many times we don't know what to do. We are in situations where we don't know what to do. But when we call upon him, people of God, he will give us clear direction. His word said, in all our ways we should acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. People of God, prayer is saying to the Lord that I trust you. When we come to him in prayer, it's a prayer of faith. We believe, that's why we come. So every time we go to the Lord, it's because we believe. We believe we must go to him because we believe. The word of God said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For when we come to him, we must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. People of God, let us be diligent in our prayers. If we're going through, or if you're not going through, somebody else might be going through and you need to intercede for somebody, do that. But the Lord is calling us, people of God, to come to him. He is our good, good Father. His arms are always open and he's saying, come, come to me. Jesus said, come to me, ye that have labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Take my doctrine. Take my teaching. Go to the word of God. Learn Jesus from his word. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find that rest for your soul. People of God, we need that soul rest. We need that soul rest to find that peace and that joy, even in the midst of adversities, even in the midst of affliction, we can still rejoice. So people of God, the Lord is calling us to prayer, and the Lord is calling us to sing psalms and hymns in our hearts to him. Verse 14 of James chapter 5. The word of God says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. So James says, is any sick among you? Is any sick? And sickness can be in so many ways, people of God. It can be physical sickness, emotional sickness, mental sickness. Sickness comes in so many different forms. But James said, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders. Let him call for the leaders of the church. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And that anointing oil represents the Holy Spirit. It's symbolic of the Holy Spirit. So when we come anointing with oil, we are saying, Holy Spirit, we know that you are here. And we know that you are able to heal my loved one. So I believe your word. So I anoint with oil, knowing that this oil is a symbol of your presence with us. So anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we can come in the name of the Lord Jesus. Say, whatever you ask in my name, believing you will receive. And Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. So we have to come to the throne room with confidence when we pray, people of God. Come with confidence to the throne room and obtain mercy and find grace. We need grace to heal, Jesus. So when we come with such confidence, people of God, the Lord God will reward us. He will reward us. He will bring forth healing for our loved ones. So we have to come to understand that we are called to pray. And we are called to pray effective prayers. We are called to pray because we understand the power of prayer. We are called to pray because we know that's a channel that we have to go through to touch our Abba. Jesus Christ, the word tells us, is touched with what we go through. He's touched, but we can come to our great high priest and tell him all our petition. Tell him all that is going on. And he will come through mightily for us. And the word said in James chapter 5, verse 15, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. So the prayer of faith, people of God, shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up from that bed of sickness. Whatever that sickness is, people of God, it might be physical, emotional, and mental. It might be sick in your sinful state. Sin is also a sickness. James said, and if he has committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. So we also pray for those that are not yet saved. Pray for the sinners that they will come to repentance. Pray the prayer of faith for those who are sick in the body. But we also pray for those who are sick in the soul. We pray that they will be delivered. Their souls will be delivered from hell. We pray that their lives will be committed to the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are called to pray prayers of faith. Believe in God. That is not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It's not God's will that his people be sick and miserable. But the word said that by the stripes of Jesus, by the suffering that he went through for us on the cross, we are healed. So we have to now understand the benefits that we have through putting our faith in Jesus Christ. The benefits that comes with our salvation. So our salvation is not just us being saved and going to heaven, but we also have benefits that we can reap here on earth and live that fulfilled life, that victorious life in the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of God tells us, as the psalmist cry out in Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who healeth all my diseases, who delivered my life from destruction. People of God, our God desires us to be healed. The word of God said the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed any sin, they shall be forgiven. So we also pray for the sinners that they will be forgiven. Verse 16 of James chapter 5, it said, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that he may be healed. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that he may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So James was saying to confess our faults one to another. We confess our sins, people of God, only to God. Sometimes we have a little faults. We say something that wasn't too nice. We just do something to our brethren that wasn't right. We confess to them and say, you know, I'm sorry. But the word of God tells us we confess our sins to God. Confess our sins, and he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we don't confess our sins to our brothers and sisters in Christ. We confess our sins to God, but we confess our faults to one another. We confess our faults to one another. And we should what? Pray for one another. Pray that they may be healed. Pray for one another that we all may be healed. We may walk in wholeness. Pray for one another that we all may walk in wholeness. James said the effectual, the valid, the purposeful prayer, the effectual, fervent prayer. Fervent means intense, hot, glowing prayer of a righteous man. And people of God, we have to remember, once we have put our trust in Jesus Christ, we are now clothed in his righteousness. So we become righteous people once we are truly believers in Jesus Christ. So we have the privilege, the right to go to God with confidence. So James said the effectual, the valid, the purposeful, fervent, the intense prayer, glowing prayer of a righteous man. This man is clothed in Jesus' righteousness, not our righteousness. Christ's righteousness is on us because we have put our trust in him. It brings forth good result. It avails much. It brings forth results, people of God. Good results. So we have to understand that we must pray and know the confidence that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ. Because we know that he is the Son of God and we know that we belong to him. So we can come to the throne room of grace with confidence. So we have to understand, people of God, that when we pray, we can't be praying and wondering if the Lord is going to hear us. If we have sins in our life, confess them and go to him. Confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. For the word of God says, if we harbor iniquity in our heart, he will not hear us. So we have to know when we go into God, that we clear that path when it comes to sin in our lives. Confess our sins. Go to him with confidence. Go to him and knowing that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man brings forth good results. Verse 17 of James 5 said, Elias, which means Elijah. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. So James was saying, Elijah, he was a man just like us. A man just like us. A human being just like us. But he prayed earnestly that it shouldn't rain in Israel. And it did not rain. It did not rain on the earth for the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and it rained. We're going to look on that scripture in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1, the word of God said, "And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word." So Elijah prayed, and there was no rain for 3.5 years. Look at verse 18 of James 5. "And he prayed again." Elijah prayed again, "and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruits." So we see, people of God, he prayed again. We look in 1 Kings 18:1. The word of God said, "And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go, show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth." And we are going to look at verse 41 through 46. The word of God says, "And Elijah said unto Ahab, Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, Go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, There is nothing. And he said, Go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, Go up, say unto Ahab, Prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. 46 and last. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. So we see, people of God, that Elijah prayed and it did not rain in the space of 3.5 years. And he prayed again and it rained. It is showing us, people of God, the power of prayer. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, it avails much. So we are to pray and to believe God that whatever he says he will do, he will do. His words are true. Verse 19 of James chapter 5 says, "Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him." Verse 20, we continue on to verse 20, which is the last verse of James chapter 5. "Let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sin." Let him know that he which convert the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. Proverbs 11:30 tells us, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise." God bless you here this evening. Thank you all for listening. We come to the end of chapter 5, the end of James. But next week, we will summarize James, the book of James, and continue the following week on a new series. God bless you all. Let us pray. Father, we just thank you again for your word to your people. We thank you, O God, for bringing us to the end of this book. And we pray in the name of Jesus that these words, O God, will be a lamp to the pathway and the light to the pathway of your people. Lord, we just thank you for what you are doing right now and what you're about to do. We look to you by faith in no other name but the name of Jesus. And we say amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend in the Lord. Amen.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us on 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.